The following is an excerpt from the 2017 San Diego Seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell.
So let me talk to you now about the Adversity Development Spirit. I touched a little bit about this in the earlier sessions here. But an Adversity Development Spirit is a class of spirits that have trained themselves and been trained to clamp down on the emotions of a soul. They have a legal right if the soul is fearful. If you're a mother, you carry a child, and you have some fearful experience or trauma, whatever like that, that gives the demonic forces, the rest of the divine spirit, the right to clamp down your emotions. So what will happen is this. Your body will grow up. Your intelligence will develop. You will have street smarts. But emotionally, you are a child. And you can see this on, for example, people have a hard time to make a decision. I don't know if I should do this, should I do that? And so that's one of the problems we have. Another thing that you have there is the inability to finish. You start a project, get excited, drop it, start another one, drop it, and you have a whole bunch of stuff that you never finished. That's an arrested development spirit. The arrested development spirit would also make you very childish. So you will have tantrum temperaments. You might be 55 years old, and you're like a baby, you know, out of control. And so you got to remember now, your soul's emotions are of that low age, which means that when you have to deal with things, instead of dealing as an adult, you deal from the viewpoint of a child. That's how you deal with it. And you don't make good decisions. You buy the wrong car. You buy the wrong furniture. You don't think things through. You know, you buy something that doesn't work. You waste a lot of money. You can't really handle money. It's a lot of things, you know. It's like you don't give a five-year-old 200 bucks and say, you know, don't buy too much candy. I mean, he's going to buy, you know, pounds of it. So you think, you know, well, you just compensate for that. But inside, you feel like a child. You feel immature. And here you are, 60 years old, very immature. How many of you remember Mickey Roney? You know, he never grew up. He died a child. The last thing what happened, he was in a nursing home, and they were abusive to him, and he was crying. And he said, you know, I'm going to start a group against elder abuse. What do you do if you have an arrested development spirit? Well, you simply said, I'm going to deal with it. Now, not pointing fingers here, but, you know, I haven't had one person yet through deliverance that did not have an arrested development spirit. So when we talk to people, and the Holy Spirit showed me this, I simply says, well, you're 5 years old. And you know who wants to be told that, you know? Me, 5 years old, I got a college degree, I got this, I got that, I did all these different things. Well, that's how old you are. And you heard a testimony of Jackie here. And so if you admit it, you have the demon cast out, then what's going to happen is that your soul is going to begin to mature. It takes a year after deliverance for the soul to mature from the level you were to the age that you should be. You can't fertilize it. You can't speed it up. It just takes its sweet time. And, of course, people get very impatient, you know. And so you can ask these ladies how they have been dealing with the arrested development spirit and the functions of it afterwards. And I think that we had a couple of tantrums here. What will happen to you is this, that once you're delivered, all the emotions you should have processed normally have not been processed, they're frozen. So if you're 1 year old, you start with 1 year old, and the emotions are going to come up to your soul brain from your subconscious brain, and you're going to feel like that. You have to process the 1 year old, you'll be a toddler, you'll be a 4 year old, you'll be a 7 year old, you'll be a teenager, you're a young person, and finally you come to the age where you should be. I also noticed this on men, their voice will change. As they mature, they will go from a high pitch down to a lower pitch, where you have more of a man's voice. This doesn't happen to everyone. Some men have a regular voice, but it happens to some people. You notice that. That is the arrested development spirit. It's a nasty one, and it steals your joy. It steals you everything that you have because you are a child. And you walk around and you try to solve adult problems. You try to be an adult, but you are a child emotionally. And that is very, very hard. Now, on page number 176, we talk about the arrested development spirit. I want to talk about traumas. Let me share with you now what a deliverance is. Our ministry has a method, not the method. There are other people doing it differently. The way we work it, it works for us. I used to influenced by Win Worley. If you've been on Omega Man Radio, you heard about him talk about Win Worley. I had a chance to meet Win. Win became very demonized himself. I tried to point that out, and it was sad. I saw him in Sacramento. He was there for a couple of days. When he did deliverance on a woman, he would have the woman sit against him, have two chairs like this. He put his legs in between her leg, and then he would hold them like this, and that's how he did deliverance, which was not very good. Also, he wrote a lot of books, and I asked him, I said, now, where did you get this information? He says, the demons told me that. Well, you know, demons lie. Oh, no, he said, there's a way to make them behave. I said, okay, so how do you do that? He says, you ask them this. Will this answer stand at the judgment day? And they have to say yes and no. That's how you nail them. Well, that's a deception. So he got a lot of stuff in there that is not true. There was a church developed in Sacramento, and I'm going to share you a number of things with you to give you a general understanding of deliverance. The pastor was Bob Hall. He's with the Lord now. And Bob Hall was a student of Win Worley, had Win Worley many times. Bob could never finish a service. And so what they did was, as soon as he walked into the church building, you were given a brown bag. You were found out later where you needed that. So they would start singing, and about 15, 20 minutes into the worship service, you would hear people beginning to throw up. That's the brown bag. And they were throwing up all over the place. So then he would stop and says, okay, time to cast out demons. And for the next 6 hours, they were chasing demons, casting demons out. He never had a chance to finish one service. And the same demon they cast out every week came back because they didn't cast them out in prison. They just cast them out. And let me tell you how that works. My wife and I were down in Stockton a number of years ago. And there was a guy by the name of Ernest Angelo from Akron, Ohio. I called him Ernie Baby. Ernie was about, probably in his 50s at that time. And he was one of these classic Pentecostal evangelist, you know, where it's something, so we're going to take an offering. All right, you folks, those that give $1,000, come on up here, and I'm going to shake your hand, you know, and I'm going to pray for you. Okay, finish $1,000, then you go down to the $500, and finally he said, okay, the rest of you slobs, you don't put your dollar in there, I won't pray for you. So then he formed a line, and he had people coming up. You know, he was up there, you know, they, of course, they were slain in the spirit. They flew over here, there, and joined, and so on. And then suddenly I was listening, and I hear this guy throwing up sitting next to me. This guy throwing up over here. This throwing up all over the place. So Ernest stopped the service and said, "You know what? You sinners out there, you deserve it. The demons that we cast out here came to you." And so I realized that, you know, you got to bind them. He had fun with it. He made fun of it. I learned this early. I don't cast the demons out. I cast them out and I send them to prison. They never come back. And we never had a bother. Being influenced by Wayne Worley to begin with, I simply had a lot of manifestations. I kind of like that. You get sophisticated people coming to church, and, you know, they want to have deliverance, something like that, you know, when you had them on the floor rolling around, you know, vomiting and screaming and yelling, you know, and you can say, "See, you got demons, right?" So it was nice. But then my wife said, you know, "Why does it have to be so messy? Why do we have to be so messy?" I says, "Well, I guess we don't have to." She said, "Why don't we clean it up?" So what we do now is this, that we bind all violence. No violence. And our deliverances are nice and clean. I mean, I got the sopranos from time to time. I got some people, you know. I don't have the brown bag, but we got the bucket, you know, 1 in 10. But, you know, it's kind of nice. See, it doesn't have to be that brutal. How do you get a hold of the demon? First of all, we have to educate people. We have people write the biography. They buy the book. And then we go through, and like we did here, we talk about the 3 different laws. We teach them about this and that. So you have an understanding about spiritual things. We spend a lot of time finding out about ancestors, if they can't remember that. Let me talk about curses now. So we got a list. So somebody say, "Is this mechanical?" Yes, it is. Now, my background is engineering. I was at college an engineer, worked about 6.5 years in engineering. And so I like to do things, you know, you set them up for A, B, C, D, you know, you go in order. I'm not helter-skelter. So we start out with the biography. And then after we've done that biography, we go through the biblical curses. Now, in this book here, page 121. Let's see, am I supposed to deal with it later on? Yes, I am, so I'm just going to touch very briefly. So we go through biblical curses. There are 92 biblical curses. And people don't realize that just because you got saved does not mean that all curses are broken. They have to be broken individually. You have biblical curses. You have personal curses. You got curses by others. You got generational curses. And we look at these and we break those. And then we have ungodly soul ties. And nowadays, I would say that most people have fornicated. Very seldom do I find a person that never fornicated. That means that we got ungodly soul ties. Then we also got homosexual ties. We got pornography. A lot of people are tied to pornography. Tremendous bondage. And we break those. This is how we do a deliverance. The last thing we do, after everything is said and done, is to throw out the demons. If you figure this, we spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, preparing the person, and either Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, we cast out the demons, and the demons take us 2 hours. That's a piece of cake. That's the easiest out of the whole thing. After we have cast the demons out, we lay hands on the person, we anoint them with oil, we pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then we have a 16-lesson follow-up. 16 weeks that you have either CDs or MP3, you got a book, and you do one lesson a week, you discuss that with a counselor, and that is how we prepare the people coming into deliverance, we do the deliverance, and then we do the follow-up. Because if you take something out, you got to put something back. So that the follow-up is growth in Christ. It deals with growth in Christ. I tell people this, they come in for deliverance. Let's not talk about the aliens. Let's not talk about the giants. Let's not talk about any of that stuff. Let's focus on you and Jesus. That's how you get people out after a deliverance. A soul damage can be like this. My dad never hugged me. My mother, to my knowledge, never hugged me. She might have hugged me when I was really tiny. But you know, they were nice. They took care of us. You know, we had clothing, food, you know. Took care of our schools and stuff like that. And they took care of everything except we got no emotions from them. Which meant, you know, that I was kind of, you know, I was kind of warped. And I didn't know that I missed it. So if you come from a home that you have not been affectionate, where they simply have held you, dad comes up to you, give you a hug and say, hey, son, I really love you. You're a great guy. And mom come up and say, you know, I just love you. You're so good. And you talk about, you know, they come from school. Every time the semester was out in school, I got a beating because I always got bad grades. And they had a song in Sweden at that time. It was a song, "The Wonderful Time of Flowers Is Not Coming." And every time they play that song, I got sick because I know I got my report card. Coming home, dad would say, "Where's your report card? You don't want to see it. Give it to me, son." He looked at it, and then he go, boom, boom, boom. You know, what are you going to learn? Well, I never did learn. If you have that, you got soul damage. And we bury it. We walk away from it. We don't think about it. But a child needs the love of the father and the mother. Needs it bad. Or you walk around in life crippled. You might not even know that you're crippled. So those are the traumas that we're dealing with and that has to do with soul damage.
You've been listening to a seminar with Pastor John S. Terrell. It took place on October 5th through the 8th, 2017 in San Diego, California. This fifth message is available on CD. If you're interested in ordering, this series of recordings is called the San Diego Seminar 2017. There are several ways to contact our ministry. You can visit our website at eaec.org. There you can read insightful articles, watch or listen to a sermon broadcast, and explore the online store. The web address once again is eaec.org. If you prefer to write, address your envelope to European American Evangelistic Crusades, Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. That's Post Office Box 166, Sheridan, California, 95681. If you prefer to call us, the number is 916-944-3724. That's 916-944-3724. Resurrection Life of Jesus Church is sponsored by European American Evangelistic Crusades, and this has been a production of EAEC. Thanks for joining us today, and until next time, may God richly bless you as you read your Bible and walk with Him.